TalkZone.com!
TalkZone presents the Geek Speak Radio Show with your hosts, Henry and Romo. Your top spot for everything entertainment and pop culture, including TV, movies, comics, casting news, and more. Now, here are your hosts, Henry and Romo.
We made it. It's Friday, end of the week. Welcome to the Geek Speak Radio Show. Good morning, everybody. I'm Henry. Romo is here. Hey, Romo.
Hey, what's going on?
A lot.
Good morning, everyone.
Angel, hello.
Hey, TGIF.
Yeah. Doesn't feel like a Friday, actually.
No, it doesn't.
I don't know why. Yeah. Just weird feeling. But maybe because it's Friday the 13th?
Yeah.
Wait, let me check my calendar. Is it?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes. Let's go to a cemetery later.
Didn't you wonder why she's got the rabbit's foot and all that? Whatever, all that stuff.
Dressed in black.
Got there.
Dressed in black. Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
we're gonna do a séance later on.
Maybe with the pizza summit again.
On the air.
Why not?
No, I'm not gonna be there. I'm leaving.
Scaredy cat.
Okay. Well, yeah. Like I said, yeah, it is Friday the 13th. We are not gonna do anything out of the ordinary. I hope. If our microphones don't work, if something doesn't work, you'll know why. So what we are going to do is we're not going to talk movies. Yeah, we've been talking about it the last couple of days. We're not going to talk movies, but we are going to talk about something related to movies, and that is posters, movie posters. It's a website that we found, justmovieposters.com. On the phone, we have Elena DeToro, who has and owns that website. Elena, welcome to Geek Speak Radio Show.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for having me, Henry.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. So justmovieposters.com, kind of self-explanatory what it is, but why don't you tell everyone exactly what it is?
Well, it's a website where I have movie posters, over 150 items and growing, of recent movies. I have, speaking of horror films, I have Nightmare on Elm Street, and also I have Robin Hood, I have Shrek, Ever After, and just, you know, loads of movie posters that from like 1999 to the present.
And it is linked up to geekspeakradioshow.com. Go on there. You get a link to justmovieposters.com. So what gave you the idea to start the website?
Well, I was cleaning out my house, found all these childhood doodads, you know, Star Wars trading cards from episode 4 when it was really the quote-unquote first movie. You know, Charlie's Angels trading cards from when Farrah Fawcett was on the show, a slide ruler, Omni magazines, you name it. And there was all this junk. It was in pretty good condition, and I said, well, you know, there's no time for a yard sale. How about I just sell it on the internet? And I did, and made some money, and it's like, wow, people really want this stuff. And then I thought, well, you know, video places and movie theaters, they get these posters, and then what do they do with them after the movie ends? Well, how about I just, you know, go up to one, like a video place, and ask for movie posters and see what happens. So I asked for a few movie posters. They gave them to me. I sold them, made money, and it's like, wow, you know, I can make money doing this.
And yeah, I actually have a family member who works at a movie theater, and I know for a fact that most of the times they throw them away. They don't send them back to the studio. Some studios ask for them, but most of the time they just throw them away.
Yeah, that's right. And they put them in a landfill, and then it leaches chemicals, and the world gets more polluted. You know, this way I'm being green and giving somebody a little bit of enjoyment.
Right. So when you first started this, what were some of the most popular posters that people were buying off the justmovieposters.com site?
Well, it was mostly the summer blockbusters. Like I had a teaser poster for Wanted with Angelina Jolie holding a gun, and that sold really quick. I had like the first Shrek movie that sold quick, and it's kind of hard to keep track of all the stuff that sells because it's kind of like, you know, the pound. The stuff comes in and then it goes out.
Right. And I've been on the website. Again, it is linked up at geekspeakradioshow.com. It's justmovieposters.com. We're talking to Elena DeToro, who owns it. You don't have, what do you call those? A little, the small sized posters, not the big ones that you see when you walk in the theater, but the smaller ones.
Forget I what have they're both called. The one sheets. Those are the big ones that you see. They're 27 by 40 inches. The smaller ones, the mini posters, they're either 11 by 17 inches or 13 by 19 inches, and I sell those as well.
How do you get those?
Same way I get the other posters. Go to the movie theater, and when I'm asking for the one sheets, sometimes they'll have the mini posters out, and I'll say, oh, can I take those two? And they're like, oh, yeah, sure, that's why they're there. And I take, you know, one or two or three or four of those, and, you know, and I sell those.
Yeah, I remember also, I know you don't have these on your website, but you may consider looking for these later. A long time ago, when I used to go to the theaters, they used to sell, I guess you would call them souvenir books, like movie books. You haven't found any of those ever, have you?
No, I haven't found any of those.
Yeah, bet you they would be worth a lot more, especially the Star Wars ones like you mentioned.
Yeah.
Speaking of Star Wars, do you have some of the original ones, or is it from the new releases, not the episode ones, but the special edition ones? Do you have some of those, and also from the originals, like The Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi, and all of those? Do you have some of those?
No, I would love to have those just for my own sake, but I don't have those. But I do have a poster of Queen Amidala. It's on my odd sizes page, and that is, you'll see a picture of it. It's Queen Amidala in, you know, her full regalia, plus without all the kabuki makeup. It's really nice.
And you don't have any autographed posters, do you?
Actually, I do. I have two autographed by Will Smith, but I sell those on eBay. It's going to be listed today. And there's a link onto my site, so if anybody, you know, wants to buy those Will Smith posters, one is for the Wild Wild West, the other is for The Legend of Bagger Vance.
And you didn't want to keep one for yourself?
Sometimes I think...
It is Will Smith, after all.
Yeah, you know, I think, oh, it's Will Smith, and I think, I don't know. I go back and forth, but, you know, thinking, well, let somebody else have some fun. Maybe, you know, give some good karma, and maybe you'll get another autograph poster.
Right, and just in case anybody's getting the wrong idea, you don't buy movie posters from people, right? You just sell them.
No, I don't buy them. I sell them.
Right. And can you tell people how much their collection is worth if they have them, or if they just find, you know, like they're cleaning out their garage and they find out a bunch of posters and they say, how much is this worth? Can they call you or send you an email and ask you about them?
I don't do appraisals. I'm not trained to do appraisals. The best thing you can do is go to TerraPeak. It's on eBay. You can just enter in what you have, and it'll give you a price of how much things are selling for on eBay.
Okay, and again, it is just movieposters.com. It is linked up to our website, geekspeakradioshow.com. Let me take a quick break. In the meantime, send us some questions. See if Elena has those posters that you want. Comments at geekspeakradioshow.com if you want to call in. You can do that also. 888-GO-FOR-IT, 888-463-6748. We're talking to Elena DeToro, owner of JustMoviePosters.com.
Geek Speak Radio Show will be right back. You've discovered TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio. And now, more of the Geek Speak Radio Show on TalkZone.com. Here's Henry and Romo.
We're talking to Elena DeToro, owner of JustMoviePosters.com, and is linked up on GeekSpeakRadioShow.com if you want to go under and find your favorite movie posters. Elena, welcome back.
Oh, thanks.
Thanks for taking the time to talk to us a little bit about JustMoviePosters.com. And actually, one of our producers, Angel, she had a question for you. Go ahead, jump in.
All right, go ahead, Angel.
Okay, I just had a question about why should our audience or anyone check out your website at JustMoviePosters.com compared to, you know, going to, you know, a bookstore or something, getting the posters there?
Well, I have over 150 items and growing, and at a bookstore, it's like you're not going to get the actual movie posters. You're going to get a promotional poster. Movie posters are great in that, you know, the studios, they took a lot of time into making it look good, and also there's a little bit of rarity to it. And, you know, remember back in college, if you're of a certain age, all the cool folks had movie posters in their dorm room or apartment. I mean, it gives you that little bit of cachet of coolness. And, you know, also, it's not something you can find everywhere. So it gives you, it's a little bit of rarity, a little bit of cachet of coolness. And also, you can come to my site. It's right on the internet. You have access to the internet anytime, day or night. I mean, at a bookstore or someplace else, you got to wait till they open up. Whereas, you know, me, I'm open 24 hours. So come give me a visit.
Is there any way that people can tell the promotional ones from the actual one sheets?
Well, since the early 90s, the one sheets in the movie posters are double-sided. And that's because a lot of them are in lighted cabinets, and that's to allow the colors to really look sharp. And also, they wouldn't, the most movie posters are 27 by 40 inches. Occasionally, they might be 41. Promotional movie posters are like, you know, 24 by 36. They're a lot smaller.
Right, and I know it's called justmovieposters.com, but have you ever considered, since, you know, shows are becoming much more popular, having TV show posters?
Actually, no, because mostly when I get emails from people, they're asking for movie posters. They're not asking for posters from TV shows.
Right. No, I was just saying because, you know, like shows like Lost and Fringe, they're becoming as popular as the movies that are out there today. That's why I was asking that. Elena, are you there?
Yeah. You want to know anything else?
Yeah. Let me ask you, we were talking about movies yesterday, so let me ask you, besides the posters, do you have any favorite movie that you like?
Oh, I mean, well, we could go all day about all my favorite movies. Well, the short list is, you know, the Star Wars movies, all six of them. I like E.T., It's a Wonderful Life, and just added to the list is Avatar. I saw that in theaters just in 2D. And it was just so beautiful. And also the story is something that relates to our time. And it's just, you know, the director, the guy who did Titanic, I'm blanking out on his name.
James Cameron.
Yes, James Cameron. I mean, this guy, he took his time with this and it paid off. It's a shame it didn't get Best Picture. I mean, it would have been nice if his ex-wife got Best Director and he got Best Picture. But, you know, that's how things go in Hollywood.
Yeah, don't give too much away because, like I've mentioned before, I still haven't seen Avatar. But I will have a chance because it is coming out again, I think, in a couple of weeks with some extra added footage.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, actually, speaking of, there's a new poster, new one sheet promoting that. So maybe there's another one to add to the collection because it is different than what was originally released for the first release of Avatar.
Okay.
So there's something for you to look into. So again, we're talking to Elena DeToro. JustMoviePosters.com is the website. It's linked up to ours, GeekSpeakRadioShow.com. So I asked you what your favorite movies are. I guess I don't have to ask you. You kind of answered do you have in your collection any favorite movie posters?
Well, there is one that I really, really like. It's a Castaway video DVD banner. It's very big. It's like 34 inches by 50 inches. And this was when Castaway first came out on video and DVD. There's not a lot of words to it. It's just the pictures of Tom Hanks on the island, where one scene is showing him writing "help" on the sand. Another one is where he just made some fire. And there's one with him and Wilson. And there's a picture of it on my website. It's on the Odd Sizes page. And that's very beautiful. I almost kept it for myself, but I thought I don't have the space for it. But there are two that I kept for myself. They're both movies based on books, which I'm also a writer. And one is The Bridges of Madison County. The other is Message in a Bottle.
Both two good movies also.
Yes.
Other guy, Romo, he has a question for you also.
Hi, Elena.
Go ahead.
I had a question. I checked out the website. I love what you got. One thing that I noticed, I had a question, was what's the hottest movie poster that you've had that everyone wants, but you just, you know, it keeps on going out really fast, that it's just really hard to get, like, a rare movie poster.
Well,
because it
sold very quickly. In fact, I listed that on eBay, and, like, within 3 days, boom, it was gone. And that had Angelina Jolie with a gun, and she had, like, a tattoo.
Yeah, because I've seen that one. I actually know which one you're talking about. Love that movie poster, by the way. But there's also, I just had a question. Do you have the Dark Knight or Inception or Tron movie posters? Because those are the biggest movies probably today. But I just wanted to know if you have those in stock.
I do have the Dark Knight. It's in the A through L page. But that's the video release poster. It has a picture of Batman against a building, and it has the Batman's logo in fire all above him.
Nice. Well, you know, have you seen, let me ask you this, have you seen Inception?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
I would suggest that you go watch that movie and probably start getting some movie posters, because those are going to be a hot commodity for probably like right now.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else?
Tron. Let's see, Henry?
Yeah, I mean, Inception, that is a pretty, I mean, a lot of people didn't know what it was a few months ago, except for, like, the people that listen to this show, obviously. But now, yeah, everybody's looking for everything Inception. But going on, again, like I said, we're talking to Elena De Toro. JustMoviePosters.com is the website linked into ours, GeekSpeakRadioShow.com. You did mention in the A to L section, I have been on the website. It is very organized. Things are very easy to find. The prices are there. And you do all the shipping, right, Elena?
Oh, yes. I get the U.S. mail priority mail.
And how do they get the posters? Is it rolled up, or how do they get them?
Oh, rolled up. If I get it rolled up, that's how I ship it.
Okay. And that doesn't devalue it or anything?
No. So you got to keep things in the way you first got them. If you get something rolled up, that's how you ship it. If you get something folded, that's how you ship it.
Okay. So, like I said, Elena De Toro, JustMoviePosters.com is the guest. You can go on there. You can find it by going to our website, GeekSpeakRadioShow.com. It's in the links. She's in there. Anybody else have anything? Anybody?
I just can't wait to get the Dark Knight poster right now.
Yeah, that got Angel excited when you
got
Dark
Knight. Yeah, I got excited.
Big Batman fan there. So, again, you can go on there, any movie poster you want, and if not, you take wish lists, right?
Oh, Elena? Yes. I love wish lists. Send them to me, and I'll do what I can to find them for you.
Yeah, so if you don't find it there, let her know, and she'll probably find it for you. So, again, Elena De Toro, JustMoviePosters.com. Thanks a lot for coming on Geek Speak Radio Show.
Well, thanks for having me, and lots of luck with your show, and again, you know, if anybody's looking for something, send me an email. My email is info@justmovieposters.com, and I'll do what I can to help you out.
And we also have your Facebook and your Twitter and your blog linked into GeekSpeakRadioShow.com, so you can go on there and find out even more about Elena and JustMoviePosters.com. Thanks, Elena.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a good day.
You too. Okay, so there you go, JustMoviePosters.com. You guys, we'll put up some pictures pretty soon of the studio that we're in. And behind me, there's a lot of movie posters. Some of them probably Elena has on the website. Romo, when he first came in the studio, he wanted to take a few up and take them home.
Yeah, I'm still looking at them. Kick ass.
Yeah. One thing I forgot to ask her, what do you call them? The stand. When you go to the movie theater, there's the big cardboard stand.
That's one thing I was talking. I was thinking about that too.
You mentioned Tron. Right now,
yeah.
There's a big life-size light cycle display thing. I've mentioned I have a family member who works in the theaters.
We try to get it.
Guess what we're going to have in the studio in a few months.
Really?
Oh, really?
I thought he was going to send that. I thought the studio... Well,
Roma, you can't ride it, though.
I'm not going to say anything.
I don't want to see you guys...
I don't want to spook no studio people listening and be like, what?
Yeah, and I did put in the bid for the Inception stuff because, like I said, a few months ago, nobody knew what it was. And now they all want us to... Nope, you said you're going to give it to me. So there you go. So again, Elena De Toro, thanks a lot for coming on. JustMoviePosters.com is the website. It's linked into ours, GeekSpeakRadioShow.com. Got a few minutes. What do you guys want to talk about before I bring up another topic?
on Collider.com, I just saw one of the new movie posters for Tron just coming out. And it was just a promotional poster, but it was one of those things that I'm like, I can't wait to get my hands on. So I'm totally going to check out that website. Thanks, Elena, for calling, but you just made me want to buy some more movie posters.
I'm ready to buy some posters.
Yeah, these two are going on the website as we speak and putting in their favorites already.
Favorites.
Yeah, so it is, I've been on there. It is pretty easy. It can get pretty addictive. You can start putting your, what do you call it, on your shopping cart. Oh, I want this one. I want this one. And it's not, like she mentioned, it's not just movie posters, the one sheets you see. It's also the little ones, the little, what did you call them? The little special ones. She gave me the size. I can't forget what it was. But you guys know what I'm talking about when you see it. When you walk in, you see the one sheets, and also at the bottom, there's like, sometimes scenes from the film. And yeah, I asked her, and she does have some autographed posters.
Ooh.
You forgot to ask her if she had your favorite, Johnny Depp.
Oh, I'll just email her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. Again, Elena De Toro, justmovieposters.com was the guest. Tell you what we'll do. Let's take a little break. I found some stories that I want to talk about. And we may hear about from someone from one of the two big movies that are out today. You know which one it is. One is The Expendables. The other one is Scott Pilgrim. We may hear from somebody from one of those movies.
What?
You want to know who it is?
No.
Wait. Secret.
So while they wait, you wait with them.
GeekSpeak Radio Show will be right back.
Prepare to broadcast worldwide.
You've discovered TalkZone.com.
TalkZone.com.
The first step on the road back to reality.
You're listening to the GeekSpeak Radio Show on TalkZone.com.
And we're back. Put the guitar down, Roman.
Oh, sorry.
We're back on GeekSpeakRadioShow.com. I'm here. Everybody's in the chat room.
Yeah,
that's like producing the show or something.
Yo, go get me some people from, like an interview, some people from Hollywood.
Anyway, it is Friday the 13th, like I said. Friday is also the day that the big movie releases come out. Today there are two.
Expendables.
The Expendables. And the other one is
Scott Pilgrim versus the world.
So let me ask you guys, first of all, which one are you most looking forward to?
Michael Cera.
That's
not a movie.
No, but Scott Pilgrim versus the world. I think that's going to be the hottest. I ran into someone that actually got to see it last week.
Mm-hmm.
Told me that it was going to be one of the best movies out to come. Not this year, but it's going to be up there. You'll be surprised. It's funny. It's a lot of action.
It's different.
It's not your kick ass, but it's just. It's the
best movie this year?
No, that's why I said it's
Christopher
not.
Nolan may have something to say about that.
Well, I know that. That's why I said it's not going to be the best movie, but it's going to be a fun movie for, you know, the end of the summer.
Refreshing.
Yeah.
The Expendables.
The Expendables, see, I still have a bitter taste in my mouth with Losers. And I just feel that because there's just a whole cast of, you know, stars, is that going to draw you in just because you want to see the cast members? You want to see Arnold? You want to see Sylvester?
Not just stars.
But
old
man,
stars. 80s action stars.
Yeah, I know that. But as far as like, is the story going to be good? You know, is it going to be? I don't know. Is it going to be like Rambo?
Stories like this, movies like this. I mean, are you really looking for a story?
No, you're not. Because I was just thinking of Rambo, and I'm like, that's a good movie.
I keep thinking about Rocky.
It's kind of like the people who complain because there's no story in Transformers.
They don't care. They want to see Megan Fox. They want to see.
Well, not Megan Fox. Megatron is who we want to see, really.
You just want to see. It's a man movie. I miss man movies, but. You know what? I might go watch it just because I grew up watching those man movies.
Okay, so let me take a quick poll here. Angel, what do you want to see?
Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Romo.
Expendables.
Damien.
Come
what
to
do you want
the,
to see?
The
yell
nice
it out.
Side.
Come on, get on the mic.
Come to the good side.
The dark side.
Scott Pilgrim.
Yes.
Scott Pilgrim. Me, honestly, I want to see Scott Pilgrim also.
Yeah.
Dave, our producer back at TalkZone, he wants to see Scott Pilgrim also.
Well, we all know that. But I just wanted to, I said the Expendables because I grew up watching those movies and I think it'll just be paying tribute to.
So I'll tell you, here's what we'll do. 888 go for it. 888-463-6748. Give us a call. Just, tell Dave. He can let us know. Just say Scott Pilgrim or the Expendables. I'm curious to see which one you guys are going to see. And not to sway you or anything, but how about we hear from Michael Cera?
Let's do it.
Yes.
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 No? Maybe
yes,
so.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, so this is actually from a few weekends ago, from at Comic-Con, San Diego Comic-Con this year. We talked to David Glanzer on Monday, who puts it all together. Great job again. But this was done by the guys at Collider.com, specifically by Steve. Thanks, Steve. He actually got to go backstage and talk to not only Michael Cera, who plays, what does he play?
Scott Pilgrim.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like you didn't know that. He plays Scott Pilgrim. And also Jason Schwartzman, who's in the movie also, and he plays, what's his name? Gideon Gordon Graves, one of, not Michael Cera, Scott Pilgrim's friends. It's kind of hard to like separate him because it's Michael Cera, Scott Pilgrim. Anyway. But anyway, this is from, Steve from Collider.com. I got it linked up on GeekSpeakRadioShow.com. So he got to interview Michael Cera and Jason Schwartzman, and he started the interview by asking them this is what their, both of them, Michael Cera and Jason, this is their both time at Comic-Con. They'd never been there before. So he started by asking them how they've been enjoying being at Comic-Con.
It was a really warm reception, which was really nice. Everyone was on our side, which was really nice, because I had a fear that, you know, people would be like, get out, you guys have destroyed my favorite graphic novel. But, I mean, I think people were really excited about the movie, and we could feel it, and it was really nice.
Yeah, it was fun. I'd never been down there before, and to me, I just loved seeing just enthusiasm, not only for our movie, but just for comics and computers.
You went to the Kirby Enthusiasm panel?
Yeah, I loved it. It was great. But yeah, it was, but like Michael says, it's scary to go down there because you got this series and people really know a lot about it and have invested a lot of time into it, and you know you want them to like it. So I'm glad we got out of there, you know, in a positive way.
Well, I haven't said it to you on camera, but let me say the movie is effing amazing.
Thank you.
Great. And you're both great in it. Can you talk a little bit about, obviously you've been asked everything from the training to you know, everything that's been involved in making this movie. What's maybe something that you haven't talked about that you've been sort of waiting for someone to ask you about? I know that's a little bit of a weird question, but I feel like you've been asked everything. Is there like a behind the scenes story you haven't been able to tell? Something about Edgar that fans would be shocked to learn? Put you really on the spot. I like doing this to people.
Good question. It's a really good question. Well, here's an interesting thing I just thought of. Jason's coat, your parka, that was actually yours since childhood.
Oh, yeah. That's...
ended up inspiring Scott Pilgrim's coat, the parka, which is kind of, you know, it's in the books, it's very specific. And it was hard to find. We couldn't really find a jacket that felt like that. And then Jason came in wearing this coat one day that was basically exactly the one.
Yeah, I've had this parka, and I wore it up to Toronto in the initial training times and conditioning times with Edgar and the cast, and the wardrobe girl saw my jacket and said, can we have it? And they took it, and they took the pattern and the sizes and everything, and then replicated his coat off of mine.
Made several of them.
Yeah.
So did you get to keep one of Jason's coats?
I have my Scott Pilgrim coat hanging in my closet. I love it.
It's pretty cool.
Actually, one of the things that's really cool about the Comic-Con experience for Scott Pilgrim was I heard you guys make T-shirts for people.
Yeah.
Did you both?
There you go.
Exactly. Yeah, this is great. I love these kind of shirts because it's like very meta.
Yeah.
Like you either know what it is or
Right.
You know,
and it says sex on it. So, I mean, if people don't know what it is, it's just like, wow, that guy's wearing a shirt that says sex.
Yeah.
You're very true. That's very true. Were you able to make any of the shirts for the fans? Did you actually make any?
I didn't get to do that.
Did you even get your own shirt?
I got to go and have a shirt made.
What did you have?
I got Ramona's hair, squiggly line.
Yeah.
Which is fun.
Yeah.
And it's great. I love it.
Yeah.
I didn't get to make any of that. Did you? Yeah. Were you like doing the...
No, I didn't. It was too hot. Like I think the device, the screening, the silks, it's too hot. I couldn't do it, they said.
Oh.
But I did make a bunch for myself. But I made a flip book.
Totally.
Which was incredible. It was the whole Scott Pilgrim experience down there was great. The garlic bread truck.
Yeah.
It was really cool and just fun because, you know, just interact with all the people down there who were really excited to be there.
I have to wrap with both of you, but again, I want to say how much I love this movie.
Thank you.
Both great in it.
Thank you very much, man. Cool. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Nice to see you again.
So there you go, Steve from Collider.com, interview with Michael Cera and Jason Schwartzman. Michael Cera, of course, playing Scott Pilgrim. Jason playing Gideon Gordon Graves in the movie. Those of you who have just are waking up from the midnight showings, because I know everybody went to see those. I didn't. I was a little tired. But we are going to go see, like I said, looking at the emails so far, Scott Pilgrim is leading. We have only one. Yeah, just one for the Expendables. send them in, comments at geekspeakradioshow.com. Just let us know, Scott Pilgrim or The Expendables, which one do you really want to see? What, Romo?
Henry, can I change my answer? I think I'm going to go watch Scott Pilgrim versus the World.
Okay. Come to the good side.
Yeah.
Yeah, make that. Why?
Well, what made you change your mind? My buddy over at Kai Fanatic Comics gave me a spoiler, and he said
what's the spoiler?
Well, he just said that the movie feels like a video game.
Not a spoiler.
Well, what made the movie what made it really good is that the editing and the visual effects. I mean, that's what made it feel like a video game, and you really are entertained the whole time. And it stays true to the comic book. So for all you guys out there that are kind of worried about if it's not, it's okay. Exactly like the
and it's
book.
Not in 3D, right?
And it's not in 3D.
Ta-da.
Wait, are we sure? It's not in 3D?
Well, you never know these days. It could be.
But, you know, I got to educate you on one thing. That's not a spoiler alert. That's just a mini review. Spoiler alert, you got to do this first.
Spoiler alert.
And then I'll say something like this. I know exactly what happens at the end. You want to know?
No.
I'll tell you anyway since I played the spoiler alert.
Oh.
Here it is. The credits come up.
Oh, okay.
That's a good spoiler right there. For a second, you got me worried. I was like, no, then I'm not going to go see it. And everyone who's listening is probably like doing the same thing. No. But,
Adrian. No.
Adrian.
Rocky.
So, yeah, again, which one? The Expendables, Scott Pilgrim, 888, go for it, 888-463-6748. Call in and just let us know, Scott Pilgrim or The Expendables. Like, Melissa, which one do you want to see?
I am going to see The Expendables.
How come The Expendables?
Well, like, it just looks so cheesy and funny. I mean, like, all these, like, big old action stars. I mean, like, it just kind of makes me feel like it's the 80s again with all these guys back on the big screens. It's just pretty funny.
Yeah. Don't give me your age, but are you a kid of the 80s?
No, not even. I'm like, I was born in 89, so I was nowhere. But I grew up watching all these 80s movies with my parents. But a part of me will watch Scott Pilgrim because I do love the director, Edgar Wright, because he did like Hot Fuzz and Dawn of the Dead, and I love those movies, so I'm definitely going to go support that afterwards.
Let me ask you one more thing before we let you go. I think Roman brought this up, but let me ask you, do you, how do I put it? Does it make you feel like laughing when you see these 50, almost 60-year-old like, guys still doing their action films?
I guess it's more like a kind of nostalgia, but like, sure.
Yeah,
it'd be pretty funny.
Okay, Melissa, well, thanks a lot for the call. And again, anybody else want to jump in? 888, go for it. 888-463-6748 is the phone number. And again, just let us know. What do you want to see? Scott Pilgrim, The Expendables. If you want to tell us why, you can do that also. Comments at geekspeakradioshow.com is the email. Again, just put on there on the subject line, Scott Pilgrim, The Expendables. If you want to tell us why, you can do that also. What, Romo?
I think, you know, going off of what Melissa just said, thanks for calling in, though, is it feels nostalgic, but at the same time, you kind of feel – it's kind of like how I felt when I went to WonderCon and I saw Luke Ferrigno, who played the Hulk.
You're going to go crazy when you see Sylvester Stallone? Because you went crazy when you saw Luke Ferrigno.
No, but at the same time, I got this – he was just there. I got this epiphany. I just saw him there and just, like, fiddling his hands, and just, he looked bored. And I'm like, you know what? That's not cool. Like, it felt like you were, like, a has-been trying to relive the old glory days or – I mean, even though you're going to get paid and you're there to promote yourself, but I kind of felt with this movie, all these guys, their acting careers.
Spit out that gum.
Their acting careers, all I can say is what acting career for some of them, most of them, like for Sylvester Stallone, Arnold, you know, for the guys that were in the 80s, for them to come back is just kind of, I think, reliving their own glory days. And
well, you have Jet Li in there.
Yeah,
Jason Statham.
That's why I said they still have acting careers.
Yeah. How about Terry Crews? Isn't this also?
Yeah. There was actually one who...
Whiplash. Mickey Rourke.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? This could probably revitalize their own career, too.
Well, I think Iron Man 2 did that for him.
Yeah, that's true. What about The Wrestler?
Which one?
Oh, I'm talking about Whiplash.
Yeah, The Wrestler.
That was a wrestler movie with Mickey Rourke.
No, I thought you meant The Wrestler in the movie. There is a wrestler in the... or. You like him. Damon
Stone Cold,
what's
Steve Austin.
Yeah, him.
Yeah.
Oh, and Brandon Couture. I mean, he's not an actor, but it's kind of like it's a man's movie, and I mean, I like stuff like that.
There's one character
that I'm kind of, I don't know if he's going to be in it. You're just going to have to wait and see, but Jean-Claude Van Damme, he's not in it. And I'm not sure, but You know, Van Damme, did you guys ever used to grow up watching Kickboxer and Bloodsport? Yeah. I mean, Steven Seagal was not in it. There's certain actors. Chuck Norris wasn't in it. I'm just joking with
Maybe
that
Maybe there'll
one.
Be a part two for that one.
But
actually, funny you mentioned that, Angel. He is already, Sylvester's already talking about the Expendables 2 and who he wants to bring in. And he did mention
Chuck Norris.
The other one, Steven Seagal.
But you can't have
Wait, part two could be called the Expandables because he's just adding on people.
I thought you were going to say something about Steven Seagal. I was wondering where you were going with that.
Well, hopefully Van Damme's in the movie. That'd I grew up watching his. I wonder if, I don't know, there's so many actors. Mel Gibson could probably be in it. Danny DeGlover.
No.
I mean,
no to Mel Gibson.
Eddie Murphy. Eddie Murphy.
No.
He'll be laughing and shooting at the same time.
See, those were movies that were, you know, which you could say man movies.
Uh-oh.
Hey.
What?
888 to go for it is the phone number. 888-463-6748. Scott Pilgrim is leading in the emails. Phone calls. The first one we got was from Melissa. She wanted to see Expendables. Teddy, what do you want to see?
I want to say that I'd like to see the Expendables. That's going to be the action flick to see this summer. And I would also like to say that Michael Cera skipped out on Sketchfest, and I don't think we should go see his film in San Francisco. I'm calling for a boycott for Michael Cera because he boycotted us in Sketchfest.
Yeah, I've heard about that actually, but let me ask you before you let you go, why Expendables? Besides, why Expendables?
All the action stars. I mean, that's the super cast. That's the movie that's going to be the blockbuster to go see, not this. Original comedy with Michael Cera. It might be funny, but the guy doesn't care about San Francisco and he doesn't care about Sketchfest, so I'm not gonna go see his film.
Okay. Well, that's a good reason to not see Scott Pilgrim. Maybe for Teddy. So thanks for the call, Teddy. Again, edited go for it, 888-463-6748. 888-463-6748. Comments at geekspeakradioshow.com. Just let us know. Scott Pilgrim, The Expendables, which one? You want to tell us why? You can. What was I talking about before Teddy called in?
We were talking about like.
Oh yeah, he's already talking about the Expendables 2. And I gotta be honest, I was looking at some of the reviews, last night and this morning, and so far, all the reviewers, the professional reviewers, they're saying they love Scott Pilgrim, and the Expendables is just meh.
It's just there. And well, let me ask you, Eddie Murphy, are you gonna be on the Expendables 2?
Oh, no, not again.
Donkey.
So I take it as his laugh goes, yes, he's probably going to be in the movie.
Some madhouse in here. Anyway, so 888, go for it, 888-4, it is Friday the 13th, we told you guys. 888-463-6748, comments at geekspeakradioshow.com is the email. Just let us know, Scott Pilgrim, The Expendables, why, and we'll continue that discussion in a few minutes.
Geekspeak Radio Show will be right back. You're listening to TalkZone.com.
TalkZone.com.
Internet Talk Radio. Calling all fanboys. It's time to get back to the Geek Speak Radio Show on TalkZone.com with your hosts, Henry and Romo.
And Eddie Murphy also, somewhere in here. Welcome back to the Geek Speak Radio Show. It is getting crazy here. It is Friday the 13th after all. So we're talking about the two big movies coming out today. We heard from Michael Cera at Comic-Con. So it's The Expendables and also Scott Pilgrim. So far, email-wise, Scott Pilgrim is leading on the phones. The Expendables is leading. And I was thinking during the break, is that kind of indicative of the audiences that are going to go see this film? Like people on the old school, people on the phone, the new school people on the email going to go see Scott Pilgrim?
No, what I just thought of was it's funny how these two callers – I mean, they said they never grew up watching these 80s films, right, as far as these man movies. I wonder if they're kind of intrigued because they never got the chance to see it in a theater. I mean, they got to see reruns of it, but...
Or on VHS.
Right?
Yeah, or reel-to-reel or something.
You know, it could be just, you know, yeah. I mean, I'm going to go see both regardless, but...
Yeah, we probably are too. I mean, everybody out there, yeah, we're just having fun with this. We probably are going to go see them both sometime over the weekend.
You know, because it is an action film, so I mean, there's a little, you know, it's kind of like watching Predator.
Yeah.
It was action. It was
the
something
first
from
Predator or the new one?
The new one. It was nostalgic to watch it because it was full of action and it was Predator from the 80s.
And yes, and I told you, and I got some emails also. No, the girl in it, she's not the same one from the first one.
Yeah, for the whole time I was thinking that.
And he kept whispering in the theater, she is, she's the same one.
Said, no, like you it's know not. Her.
Well, she never ages. That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, Richard Alpert. Send us the emails, comments at geekspeakradioshow.com. Just let us know which one do you want to see, The Expendables, Scott Pilgrim. You can call in 888-GO-FOR-A-TRIP, 888-463-6748. Another thing that I wanted to bring up, we're talking about The Expendables and Scott Pilgrim. How about just the summer overall? Every year we're already talking about next year's big summer tentpole movies, but this year we had the obvious ones, Iron Man 2, Inception, of course. Forget what else was talked about. And that's the point. Summer blockbusters this year, they've been very forgettable. I'm not talking about box office-wise. I'm just talking about the story. They've been very forgettable. Very few people remember any of it. They hardly remember Iron Man 2 as it is.
Sorcerer's Stone. I mean,
Apprentice. See what I mean?
Yeah.
Sorcerer's Stone.
2008 was just as big as 1984 as far as blockbuster movies.
Yeah, 82 you mean.
I thought it was 84. No, E.T. Well,
yeah. Well, I forget what year that was. I am old. But
I'm also old too. But I know, but you understand as far as it took at least 15 years or more for there to be another big blockbuster. And I think we are just spoiled as far as 2008, as far as it just being 2 years ago, where we expect, you know, like you say, lightning cannot strike twice in the same spot. Which we never know, but do you think that they expected because...
Unless you have a DeLorean, it can't.
unless they expected Iron Man 2 coming out, that it was going to be big?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we could wait next year.
It's a 2 movie. The sequels, especially a sequel like that, yeah. I mean, he won't say it, you can't tell it, especially with Inception, but how much pressure do you think Christopher Nolan has right now for Batman 3?
A lot. Well, I think he's going to be fine. I think next year's blockbuster is going to be even bigger.
Yeah, like right now, on paper, right now, we have what looks to be another 2008-like summer. We have
Captain America.
Thor. Not the Avengers yet, but leading up to that. We also have Cowboys and Aliens. We have Transformers 3. We have, Mission Impossible, perhaps coming out, perhaps not. Mm-hmm. Because they're hurrying up to make that. The second part of the Harry Potter. We have Harry Potter coming out later in November, but the final Harry Potter coming out next year unless they decide to do something else because it's a big moneymaker, so Warner Brothers isn't going to want to let that one go.
Mm-hmm.
The one I'm really looking forward to is Cowboys and Aliens, and a lot of people are looking forward to that one too. And I also forgot Green Lantern is another one we're looking forward to next year. But Cowboys and Aliens, directed by Favreau, written, produced by Damon Lindelof, in case the name doesn't sound familiar.
Island. Lost. Yeah.
Yeah. Starring Harrison Ford, who you all got to see, all of you who went to Comic-Con.
Geek God.
Yeah. And also, the new 007, Daniel Craig, and some other people. I forget who they are now, but right there, those four names. Hello. We're there. And the premise, aliens come to invade the land in Wyoming or somewhere over there. Cowboys are the only ones that can defend it. So it's cowboys versus aliens. So we're there. Super 8, another one that it's not a summer one, but Super 8, like Cloverfield, is going to come out right away, right off the gate forget what month, but that's another one. J.J. Steven Spielberg. The other thing, oh yeah, Dave reminded us, X-Men First Class. We were talking about it. Matthew Vaughn's X-Men First Class also comes out next summer. The other thing I was going to say, the summer of 84 that you mentioned, there were a lot of Steven Spielberg films. E.T. was one. I think Raiders
Jones.
Came out there that year. We had Star Wars, of course, not the first one, the second one, Empire Strikes Back. Not till 2008 did we have a summer like that when we had the first Iron Man, WALL-E, some movie about a knight. I think you guys might have seen it that year. Dark Knight, I think it was called. Little obscure independent film. I don't know if anybody saw it or not, but because of that, have we been spoiled for the past two years?
Yeah. I mean, you got Harry Potter coming back to back. You always got film. See, you got films that are never going away. They always have remakes or one, two, three. You
reboots, that they call them. Reimaginings.
Reimaginings. You got Spider-Man, always X-Men. You always had these superhero movies making more movies.
Then all of a sudden they're being thrown at us, literally, in 3D.
Yeah.
Angel is shaking her head. No, I don't like the 3D
No, leave the Smurfs and Yogi alone.
Got to go back to our cartoon.
Yes. Someone got to defend them.
Well, I don't know.
So we have you for
it. Yeah.
I mean, and then you had Lord of the Rings. I mean, that was a while ago, but you get
how about
see
the fact
picture.
That The Hobbit isn't going to be made, looks like right now,
because of MGM's
problems. They'd have no studio pretty much right now either.
Well, I mean, for me, it was just waiting for the directors. People kept on bailing out so they never had a real decision who was going to make the movie, let alone if they're going to even have a studio to fund the movie. So I'm actually kind of disappointed about that.
See, to quote our producer, Damon, he always starts his conversation like this. Let me ask you this. Tron Legacy, would you move that? It's going to be come out in December. Would you move that from there to one of the summer movies?
I would move it to... No, keep it where it's at. Because people are going to expect to want to watch a movie like that.
How about the Chronicles of Narnia? That's also in December. Would you move that one into the summer like it used to be?
No, because...
No, this is going to be an oversaturated of great movies, and it's going to be really hard really make a lot of money.
Something about Narnia is just better feeling into winter. It's just...
Christmas.
I mean, you're going to get... At that time, you're going to get Harry Potter, the new one. You're going to get Narnia and Tron. Those are three, you know, big movies for December.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and a lot of people go to the movie theaters during the holidays, so...
And I think it's actually smart of Disney to put in December, you know, instead of competing with the summer movie, because isn't that their first...
Right. I know you love them, but it's not Disney anymore.
It's not Disney?
20th Century Fox.
What?
Wait, what?
Breaking news for Angel, at least.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, Disney gave up on him and sold it off to pretty much the highest bidder, and 20th Century Fox picked it up. They're the ones who are releasing this one. It's not a Disney movie anymore.
That's good.
Yeah, that's good.
Wow. So, as far as, I mean...
Wow, that got him left him speechless.
Now, what about Pirates of the Caribbean? I mean, is that still 20th Century Fox then? I mean, because it was produced by Disney.
What?
I think they would
Pirates of the Caribbean, the new one.
Disney, because it's with the...
No, I'm talking about Narnia. That's not Disney. It's 20th Century Fox now. But yeah, that's another one. Yeah, Pirates of the Caribbean is the other one. Hold on a second. Jason, is that the one you were talking about?
Oh, I was, I heard that Hangover Part 2 is coming out next year. I was wondering if you guys know anything about that.
Vaguely, there's, kind of a script. The actors, they haven't all signed up to come back for it. So that's, I don't even think it's gone into production quite yet. So I'm gonna put that one in the maybe it's coming out next year. So there you go, Jason. Cool. Thanks for that. Yeah, I've heard there's kind of a script. Some of the actors, not all of them have signed on to do, what do you call it, the second one. So I don't think it's even in production yet. So now I don't know about that one. And was it really that much of a blockbuster? I mean, it's a comedy. And did it even come out in the summer? I don't remember when that one came out.
It came out last year.
Not this summer, but was it a summer thing?
It was a summer.
I don't remember. I never saw the first one. So
it's really, really good.
Okay.
It's funny.
Well, add it to my list and something to do. Damien, what? He's carrying some stuff here. Email. Here, jump in the microphone.
Okay, we got an email from Shy Geek.
Who?
Shy Geek.
Shaggy?
No.
Shy Geek.
No.
There's a reason why she didn't call, because she's too shy.
Well.
She wanted to talk to you.
Well, she
Damien.
Is actually a he, actually.
Huh? No.
Why is Romo single again?
So, Shy Geek, he says that, I would like to go see Scott Pilgrim. I had to go through the same experience with a girl that I dated years ago by fighting off two ex-boyfriends. The end result was I married this girl. We've been married for 17 years now.
Oh.
Yeah, I was going to wait for you to do that.
That's nice.
That's not all that. Scott Pilgrim had to go through seven evil ex-boyfriends.
With superpowers.
Not that impressed.
Yes, that's true, huh?
He didn't tell us though. Did he use superpowers and all that?
Yeah, he did. He used some superpowers.
Okay, get out of here. He's making that up now. So anyway, got a few minutes to go. So if you guys want to call in, you can. We'll try to squeeze you in. 888-GO-FOR-IT. 888-463-6748. 888-463-6748. Shoot some emails, comments at geekspeakradioshow.com. Just let us know which big blockbuster are you looking forward to really seeing today. The Expendables or Scott Pilgrim? So far, email-wise, Scott Pilgrim is leading. On the phone, The Expendables. What, Damien? What'd you find out?
Another email?
Here, jump in again.
Yes, we have another email from 80s Love Child. And it says,
how are you making these up?
Name, though. This is a real one. 80s Love Child. That's funny.
Yeah, 80s Love Child says, I will go see Scott Pilgrim. The Expendables seems to be too predictable.
You think so?
Well, it is the Expendables. What more do you want? Explosions, guns, man? I mean.
Maybe a storyline?
Let's not get there.
Mm-hmm.
And why are you going to go see it again, Romo?
I'm going to see both the movies. So, I mean, I don't care.
Which one do you really want to see?
You know what?
A good story or a bunch of men?
A good story. Scott Pilgrim.
Good answer.
That was a loaded question, really. So anyway, got a few seconds to go. Next hour, how about we take a tour of Hollywood? Not literally, but we are going to talk to a Hollywood tour guide who has a lot of stories, behind-the-scenes stories about your favorite actors, directors, some stories on some of the movies that we like. We'll talk to him in just a few minutes. You're listening to the Geek Speak Radio Show. Don't go anywhere.
Geek Speak Radio Show will be right back.